South Korean chief trade negotiator Lee Hae-min says he and his European Union counterpart, Ignacio Garcia Bercero, hope to conclude negotiations on a free trade deal this week.
As a result of these efforts, we are now about to finish our long journey.
Our deal has a far-reaching benefit for the whole economy, and both Korean and European manufacturers will benefit.
The two sides have held seven previous rounds of talks that began nearly 2 years ago. Signing and implementing a deal would remove tariffs and make it much easier to buy and sell goods and services to each other. By at least one estimate, the deal stands to add about $11 billion to South Korea's economy. Opening the automotive and agricultural markets have been sticking points in previous sessions. Both sides view those markets as sensitive and politically difficult to stop protecting.
Hey, 중단하라!
중단하라! 중단하라!
South Korean farmers held protests in Seoul to condemn the deal, shouting that FTA negotiations are killing Korean farmers. Agriculture, especially rice farming, is seen in South Korea as a matter of both food security and cultural heritage. Deals to allow foreign agriculture products into the country have sparked emotional and occasionally violent demonstrations in the past. If this week's negotiations are successful, South Korean officials say they hope to publicly declare the deal at next month's Summit of Advanced Industrial Nations in London. South Korea signed a free trade deal with the United States in June of 2007, but serious doubts remain as to whether it will be ratified. Left-leaning South Korean politicians have used sit-ins and civil disobedience to block the National Assembly in Seoul from advancing the vote process on the deal. In the United States, senior Democratic Party leaders have expressed reservations about the deal's terms on automobile trade. Earlier this month, U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said in a confirmation hearing he thought the U.S.-South Korea deal just is not fair. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.